This is JIS News. Coming up, Labour Ministry signs multi-million dollar agreement to benefit disabled persons, Petrojam gearing up to launch ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel, and government targets 100% local production of Irish potato by 2016. The details after this message.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has signed a $2.9 million grant agreement with the Japanese Policy and Human Resource Fund for a four-year project to benefit persons with disabilities. The Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities project will contribute to a greater understanding of the employment needs and skills of the target group. It will also lead to improved preparedness to meet the special education needs of young children with disabilities. Speaking at the signing on Tuesday, Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer hailed the development, which he says will assist government's efforts to improve the livelihoods of members of the community.
The agreement with the Japanese Policy and Human Resource Development Grant being administered by the World Bank of approximately $2.9 million forms part of the ongoing efforts to strengthen the government's apparatus.
A $1 million memorandum of understanding has also been signed with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund for refurbishing and renovation work at the Early Stimulation Program facilities for children with disabilities. Petrojam is reporting that all is in place for the June 24 introduction of ultra-low sulfur diesel, ULSD, into the local market. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell had earlier announced the introduction of ULSD during his contribution to the budget debate in Parliament in April. Production manager at the Petrojam refinery, Telroy Morgan, says the necessary infrastructure has been established to facilitate the availability of USLD.
We have actually set about to establish all the tankage piping facilities. As it stands now, supply to the market will be via imports. Those imports will be stored at facilities that we have established, and based on project schedule, we're pretty much on a timeline to have the product available come the 24th of June.
Mr. Morgan was speaking Tuesday at a JIS think tank session. He says the cost for ULSD will be 10% higher than regular diesel. However, the long-term benefits for vehicles and the environment are substantial. Ultra-low sulfur diesel is a grade of diesel with a maximum sulfur content of 15 parts per million. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the sector is in need of several other professions key to ensuring that Jamaica achieves the best possible outputs in education. The minister is seeking to encourage teachers in training in light of the government's decision to temporarily hold off on hiring new teachers.
I would appreciate that they would feel a certain level of disappointment, and I would urge them to try and specialize in those areas where there is a need, particularly in the area of math, sciences, early childhood, and special education. And I would encourage them to seek competencies in professions related to education, like information technology. There's a huge need for persons who can write programs, who can articulate technology in education.
Minister Thwaites was speaking in an interview with JIS on Tuesday. The government is seeking to create a more equitable student-teacher ratio by reallocating underutilized teachers to schools that need additional teachers. And Irish potato importation will be a thing of the past for Jamaica by 2016. This assertion from Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Donovan Stanbury. Speaking at the launch of Denby 2013 on Tuesday, Mr. Stanbury said the necessary policy and support systems have been implemented to increase local production of Irish potato.
If you go in the areas of Christian and in those places, people are just tumbling over each other to grow Irish potato. And it's not a chance business, ladies and gentlemen. We have lined up all the ducks. We have put in place the necessary policy and support systems. We're at 80% last year. I think this year we'll be at the same 80, probably 85, and we're going to sustain that.
The 61st staging of the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show will be held August 4-6 in Maypen, Clarendon. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.